All right. We have a special guest on the phone. You drive by the Coliseum now, you think, man, talk about a building that's impacted by this. Randy Brown from the Memorial Coliseum is on the line. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's always a pleasure being back on with you. And it's just a new environment today, working from home, in the office, a minimum of one day a week. But let's just say in many ways, it's busier than when we're doing business as usual.
We've heard that from a lot of people we've talked to. And by the way, we want to let everybody know you are still the sixth most powerful man in Fort Wayne. And the reason is because your interview that we did, do you remember after Paul McCartney was at the Coliseum, we had you on to talk about the stuff that was going on behind the scenes? Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Thank you.
That was the most listened to audio clip we have ever put up on our website.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. So we moved you from number...
I still think I'm overrated.
Please.
We moved you from the seventh most powerful to the sixth, so I don't want to put any pressure on you, but...
I'll do my best not to fall off my bar stool this morning.
So what is happening? So you said you're at home. What's going on at the Coliseum? Is it basically just locked up?
Yeah, we are in lockdown, and we're working. We still have staff in... Our senior staff rotates one day a week, so we're there. But unfortunately, we have furloughed about 450 people. We're down to just 10 essential personnel who are still working. And I'll tell you, it hurts. It is so hard not to see our team. Many of them, I've been at the Coliseum now for over 30 years, and we've got great longevity with our team, and I miss seeing them.
This is uncharted waters. We don't know how long. I mean, because obviously you're the epitome of a large gathering.
Yeah, no question about that. And we don't know. And I'm on numerous conference calls, Zoom calls, and with industry experts, with CDC and others. And we're trying to navigate, determine what the future will look like. We're looking at recovery. We're looking at reopening our venues. But today we don't know what that's going to look like.
So would it be safe to say that when the Coliseum reopens, at least for a while, things will not even be like they used to be at the Coliseum?
I think that's a very safe statement to make. I mean, we're looking at, will we be continuing to practice social distancing? If we are, that could mean that we're only able to use every third row as in the arena for a setup.
I wondered about that.
We're talking about if you have a group, husband and wife, two people, but if there's a family of three, a family of five, how do you have the mechanics in place to satisfy their needs, but to also practice social distancing? We have pinch points we're talking about. How do we make ticketing, restrooms, concession lines, how do we make those things work so that we're able to provide the distancing that would be required? And you think about the cleaning element of this,
yes,
decontamination, antiviral, all those things that we're spraying, we're cleaning. And cleaning is not going to be just, having a housekeeper go through during a period breaks at a hockey game and sweeping. It's going to be, and it already is, a continual process of cleaning handrail during the event, cleaning the buttons of the elevators between uses, having hand sanitizers at the top of the escalator as people are coming up, at the bottom as they're going down, all those things. So it's going to be dramatically different. Looking bigger picture, there's a survey that Seton Hall just put out, and they found that 72% of Americans said that they would not attend games without a vaccination. Only 13% of respondents said they would feel safe attending a game if there was before the pandemic, returning things to before the pandemic. So we've got some major changes. The way we have to make our guests feel that it's safe to come out, we haven't even addressed all those things. We don't know what it's going to mean, but we're in the early stages of that.
Wow. Those are sobering numbers. 72% don't even want to go until there's a vaccine.
That's right. So think about what that will mean. And And there's a lot more statistics, but we're actually talking about doing some guest surveys starting now, and in watching and seeing how that baseline is changing, you know, over a 30-day time period.
Yeah.
And so, what's it like 30 days from now, and then the next 30 days, and so we're able to judge sentiment, and that helps us with as we're looking at how do we staff for events.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, since you're in that position, you're in this business, when you look ahead to major arenas, obviously like stadiums like Lucas Oil Stadium, for example. So knowing what you know now that you've talked to people, the football season, even if they have to do social distancing, I mean, that is, you know, in the Coliseum, maybe it's more manageable, but I don't see how you would be able to do something like that in an arena that size.
Well, and again, just based on our size, Comet hockey capacity is 10,500.
Right.
With social distancing, doing our best penciling and estimating, it looks like we would have a reduced capacity of less than 4,000. Well, that means we're just barely going to be able to get the Comet season ticket base in, and that's it. So think how that changes your economic model.
Oh, my gosh.
100%.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have a 60,000 stadium for the Colts suddenly becomes, give or take, a 20,000-seat stadium.
Randy, was there any concerts that you had not announced that you were going to announce, but you haven't because of what's going on, that would make us stand up and take notice that you were working on?
That we were working on, yes. That to say that they were confirmed, we had concerts that were confirmed that have since been have changed dates, changed routing, and so you won't hear who those are. And I question whether they'll happen in 2021. It's so many unknowns.
Okay. Well, you know what? I do want to say one thing. I am glad. We all should be thankful that we have you there during this time, because you know what you're doing. You've done it for so long, and this is something that you need experience and someone who's well connected, and everybody should feel good knowing that you're there.
I appreciate those kind words. We've created a Coliseum task force so that we have a group of people that are working, they're meeting every week and creating the plan for when we do reopen, everything from the protective equipment that staff will have to have, best practices for cleaning, social distancing that we talked about, all those, so that when we do open, our public can have a good comfort level that we've thought about the elements, we're in step with what's happening in best practices for events as practiced around the country. And we're really watching closely as an industry with what's happening in Asia, what's working for them, what isn't working as they start and have reopened some of their facilities. You haven't seen any large venues open yet anywhere across the world. And as they do, we're closely paying attention to what's working.
All right. Very good. Keep up the great work, Randy, to you and your staff, and hopefully we can get everybody back at work from the Coliseum.
Thanks, Jim. And just to say to all of our guests out there that are listening, we miss you, and we look forward to the day when our team can reassemble at the Coliseum to service your needs, to make sure that you're back, you're having a good time, and that you're safe. Thanks, folks.
Your favorite classic hits with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.